And welcome back to Over Coffee. You probably know the Shakespearean comedy Measure for Measure, but you have probably never seen it done the way that Native Voices at the Autry is just about to present it in Reader's Theater. Next Thursday, October 24th, they do a public stage reading of Measure for Measure set in the Old West. And that's not the only special event they have coming up in the way of theater. Join me on the phone, Randy Reinholz, who is not only the co-founder and artistic director of Native Voices at the Autry, which, by the way, is the nation's only equity theater company dedicated exclusively to producing new works by Native American playwrights. Randy is also the playwright of Measure for Measure, an Indian boarding school comedy, which is the play. Randy, welcome.
Hi, Dot.
Hi, it's good to have you.
What a nice introduction. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a part of this. Randy, how'd you first come up with the concept of setting Measure for Measure in the Old West?
It's funny. I think Measure for Measure is one of those little gems that a lot of people who went to graduate school to study theater have in common. It's one of Shakespeare's problem plays, but the writing is so exquisite, particularly the conflict scenes. I think in some ways the comedy is a little harder for people to grasp or in a contemporary setting. But it's a wonderful, wonderful relationship with the ideas of power and injustice and righteousness and forgiveness. And I think those themes resonate. And it's funny, Gene, my partner at Native Voices, just went to see Measure for Measure in Washington, D.C. at the Folger Theater, which was just opened recently. And it was set in 1930s Vienna. And it was set, you know, it was Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. But I'm seeing Measure for Measure being produced quite a bit right now at the Shakespeare festivals around the country. The reason to go after this Shakespeare this way, we're replacing Catholicism. Shakespeare was looking at Catholicism as both a corrupt institution and an old institution. And we're looking at the Native American boarding school. So we've replaced Catholicism with American Indian boarding schools. And that's a way of sort of socializing people. Some people would say it was a really important part of the genocide that took place against Native American people in the late 1800s and early 1900s. The motto was, kill the Indian, save the man. So it was really a product of a fellow by the name of Richard Pratt, who had been a warden at a prisoners of war camp for all these Native people who were captured. And I think in a different context, we might say, well, those Native people were simply protecting their homeland from the invaders, and they lost the war, and they were routinely executed. So it was a big step forward in U.S. history to stop executing prisoners of war, but start looking at them and seeing if they could be somehow rehabilitated. Of course, the people that are being incarcerated across America right now is a really large percentage of the population. I think we surpassed Stalinist Russia for incarcerating our own citizens per capita. So in looking at incarcerating these people, Pratt was very happy not to have to execute everybody. He could simply kill the part of them that was an Indian, and he could save the man. So he would teach them to read and write in English, to behave in ways that were acceptable to the people, the New Frontiers people. Mind you, most of those New Frontiers people were on lands that had been the traditional lands of the Native people just a generation before. So as this new coexistence was being negotiated, there was a rush to industrialize this way of treating and educating Native people, so that Native children were taken out of their homes and away from their families and put in these boarding schools, which were well-intended. And I think it was, you know, good-hearted people who wanted to stop executing Indians because they were Indians. They wanted to somehow figure out if they could let them live on the lands that had been their fathers and grandfathers and mothers. So here we are. That's the boarding school. And if we look at that in a direct, hard light, it's just too sad to make a play about. And so the question came, could we make a comedy out of it? And if you look at something like Blazing Saddles, which is having a little bit of a renaissance of its own, it's a silly Mel Brooks movie, and it's looking at the Old West, but it's also looking at contemporary race issues of the 1970s when it was produced. And so we wondered, could Blazing Saddles somehow influence how we would look at this Shakespeare? We looked at just resetting Shakespeare's text and just changing a few words and here and there. And right now we're at about 40% Shakespeare and about 60% of my language. And we're looking at comedy, very broad comedy. Think of the Mechanicals in Midsummer Night's Dream. Broad, silly, fallible people. And in this world, the women are taking control of the world. There is a chance of diversity. So it's a very romanticized idea of what the Old West might be. And the women are powerful, they're effective, and they are communicators of truth to power. So that's where we are with Measure for Measure and Indian boarding school comedy.
What are some of the silly things that you do to offset the fact that you're talking about a very tragic period in history?
Well, let's see, silly things. You know, we have trick shots on stage. We have rope tricks. We have native hoop dancers. And when I say silly, I mean these things are presented. Oh, the premise is Buffalo Bill's Wild West show is coming to town. So if you think about it in terms of American Idol or The X Factor, you know, everybody's brushing off their act, and they've all got some crazy act that they think is going to launch them into stardom, and they too can go visit Paris, France, and live in great wealth, just like all the contestants on American Idol. So that's a running gag throughout the whole play. Anytime things get too serious, someone says, "Hey, watch this." So we've got songs, we've got jokes. There's a guy in Shakespeare's play called Pompey, and we've renamed him Pryor in honor of Richard Pryor. So he's always cracking jokes. And on one hand, you think, wow, he's really funny. And Shakespeare's Pompey is very funny. And so we've updated some of those jokes. But he's also the fool in the play, and he makes a lot of sense of how we speak truth to power, but he does it always through silly ways. And, of course, it's broad humor, so there's a lot of comedy in, well, that one's going to get a beating, take him out and whoop him. You know, so there's that kind of, if you say that a certain way, it's funny. Someone says if you feel for the character, it's tragedy, but if you think about it, it's funny. So we try to put the audience in a place where they're thinking quite a bit and therefore laughing.
You and I are listening to Randy Reinholz, who is the co-founder and artistic director of Native Voices at the Autry. He's also the playwright of Measure for Measure, an Indian boarding school comedy, which is going to be presented 1 week from tonight as a free reading over at the Autry. Everybody's invited, but reservations are encouraged. We'll tell you how in just a moment. You're listening with Over Coffee, and we'll be right back here on LanserRadio.org.